This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is real. America is deliberately being destroyed from within.
I don't know if I'm tripping or not, but is that an upside-down cross, bro?
As the expanse of the Western United States has finally been breached,
it's as if fentanyl is raining on our reservation.
That I'll do anything to help.
Marvin Weatherwax Jr. is a tribal leader here and says much of the drug activity on his reservation stems from Mexican cartels selling to community members and using their homes, often in remote areas, as distribution hubs. Profit margins soar the further away from the Mexican border you go. A single fentanyl pill that costs between 4 and 25 cents to produce in Mexico can be sold for 50 cents or a dollar in San Diego, and over $100 on some reservations here in Montana. 2 years ago, there were 19 police officers for the whole reservation. So they sued the Bureau of Indian Affairs asking for help, but no help arrived. They now say they're down to 7 officers. The Blackfeet declared a state of emergency 2 years ago after 17 people overdosed, leaving 4 dead in just 1 week.
The drug problem on our reservation, it's so serious that it's pretty much wiping out a generation.
Meanwhile, Democrat operatives are targeting black Americans that stray from their clutches of mind control.
Now, here's some photos from inside the Upper Midwest Law Center. That group has been in the news many times for the work they do, supported by conservatives. The other conservative groups in the Golden Valley office building are the conservative think tank, the Center of the American Experiment, and Take Charge, a conservative group led by and centered on black Minnesotans.
Again, we've seen these patterns of behavior targeted on people, I guess, especially on what they believe in. If it's not in the popular, popular culture, it feels like they have a license to hunt. And we need to make sure that doesn't happen anymore.
Congressmen are barred from investigating issues at federally funded immigration centers.
Yeah, we just wanted to come in and take a look if we could. We're down here. Natural Resources Committee had a hearing this week, and just wanted to stop in and take a look at how this place is operating, because we understand that you have a lot of migrants coming through here.
So unfortunately, we're not allowed to let anybody that's not part of, the employees and staff.
Hey, ma'am. So we're not trespassing. No, we're here as members of Congress, and there are federal dollars that go into this operation, so we have oversight. And we just want to go in and see what your operation looks like. We asked for access here. This is federally funded. We believe that as members of Congress, me and Representative LaMalfa should be able to access. But we will move on from here.
While foreigners declaring asylum ravage the United States like it's their personal ATM machine.
Crackdown on a Romanian organized crime ring accused of skimming more than $2 million from state-issued EBT cards in Orange County. 48 suspects under arrest, including one of Romania's most wanted criminals. Prosecutors say a cell of criminals moved from town to town using stolen EBT card cash to buy baby formula, which is in dire need in Mexico. Then they went down to Mexico to trade the formula with drug cartels.
Now, 3 people with no U.S. IDs are taken into custody in Central Florida.
They are accused of stealing money from ATMs, and investigators say it's part of a bigger international crime problem.
All of these suspects are transients. Detectives don't know where they live, and in some cases don't even know their real names. As we scoured through the arrest reports, we found 3 Romanian suspects from 3 different counties, all charged with fraudulent credit card crimes at ATMs like this one.
Time for the United States is running out. The rot is real, and it is exponentially accelerating. John Bound reporting.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
I can't stress to all of you how important it is to keep sharing the link, InfoWars.com/show. Yeah, we're on X, reaching millions a day. Who knows how long? The key is promoting independent websites and news organizations, the general public, so no matter what happens, we still have these organizations in place, like Tucker's organization and like ours. Infowars.com/show. Spread the link now, please. We're all in this together. We'll be right back. The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're into hour number two. I want to open the phones up specifically on Kamala Harris. Because so far, going back over 2.5 years, and I want to go get these clips sometime this week and have Roger back, because that's who I have on the show, Roger Stone. People that nail it over and over again. You want to know who I have on? Anybody that nails it. You nail it over and over again, you're on the show. You're ahead of your time, you're on the show. You're tomorrow's news today, you're on the show. Roger, like a parrot, for at least 2.5 years said, they will remove Biden in the general election in 2024 at the DNC convention. And so far, how they rolled it out, how they would do it, how they would start indicting his son, how they'd pressure him to leave because he still thinks he's president, has been dead on. But Roger came on, as you know, Friday and said, maybe my prediction will be exactly like I said, because Biden's brain is rotting so fast, you don't need me to play the latest bloopers, do you? Because we can laugh at it, but, you know, he's in control of nuclear launch codes. It's whistling past the graveyard. It's very dangerous. Now they're saying, look, we got to get rid of him now. And Roger said Friday, and I've had a bigger crew. The crew's doing a great job, but we need like 3 people to do this full time. I would have a clip right now of Roger saying, this is the beginning of the end of Biden. They will probably try to segue Kamala in at least until the event in at the DNC, and then they're going to bring in Big Mike, a.k.a. Michelle Obama, and Gavin Newsom. And sure enough, Wall Street Journal, which is like the mouth of the New World Order, Kamala Harris says she's ready to serve as Biden's faces age scrutiny. And Hillary's come out and said he's too old, the knives are out, and again, Biden just last week said that Mexico is in the Middle East, and that the Mexican, he didn't just say the Mexican president is the Palestinian president or the Egyptian president. He just said Mexico's border with Gaza and Mexico's, and he said the name. I mean, it's not just like he's screwing up names. I mean, I messed up at the start of the show and said it was a woman to a man trans shooter just because I got so much going on. And then as soon as I went to break, they're like, you know, you just said it's woman to man. It's man to woman. I'm like, oh, God, why did I do that? I mean, anybody that talks a lot is going to make mistakes if you're not reading a script. That's why politicians read teleprompters. I get that. It's not like he gives an hour speech and has 2 mess-ups. For an 80-something-year-old guy, that'd be good if he had his brain. You've seen his speeches. The whole thing is a train wreck. And each one is progressively worse and worse and worse. So if he's in there in a month, I would imagine that he'll be drawn on the walls at the White House press conferences with his poop. And I don't mean to be mean about that, but he is in the late stage of dementia. He is, no matter how much meth they give him, no matter how many drugs they give him, he is in cuckoo land and cannot perform. cannot operate. So will the Democrats be successful in this? Will it bamboozle people when they rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic with the musical chairs? I don't know. It remains to be seen. But now we know this is going down. What do you think of them getting ready to bring in Big Mike, bring in Gavin Newsom? How will they then replace Kamala? What is she going to do in the interim? Will Joe go? Maybe he refuses and just keeps stumbling around. What will the spectacle be like of how they're going to remove him? Will they go to the doctor that's giving him drugs and say, hey, give him placebo instead of meth, that he won't even be able to operate? We know he's on a bunch of drugs, stimulants to get him up, downers to put him to sleep. He can only perform maybe an hour a day. Then he needs weeks off. He'll work a few weeks and weeks off at the beach. How do you see this train wreck over still the most powerful country in the world unfolding? I'm going to give the number out, and I want to take your calls on this subject. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. On this live Monday transmission, 877-789-ALEX. On the subject of the 2024 election, how they're trying to take Trump out, how the indictments are backfiring, the upcoming Supreme Court ruling that they've signaled they're going to rule against taking him off the ballot. Well, they better, or it's election meddling. How do you see this shaping up with only 266 days, 9 months? 9 months until this incredible time we're entering. And, you know, before the 2020 election, I had a headline that was 79 days of hell. Because that's how many days it was from the November, early November election to January 20th, 2021. And I knew the power structure was going to throw everything they could at us, including the kitchen sink. I knew it was going to get crazy. And I knew they'd provocateur stuff, but we walked right into a trap. What are they going to do now? And I mean, maybe I should start a countdown tomorrow. You know, 265 days till high noon. I mean, I don't know how you quantify this moment, but you can cut the suspense with a knife right now. So what's your angles on that? That's a huge subject area, and I would ask listeners to keep it to that. I mean, if you want to throw in your take on the Putin interview and Tucker and whether you thought it was a good interview or you thought it was a letdown, I predicted what it would be. I just thought it was a history lesson, and then it drew out the globalists for censorship and just showed how ridiculous they were and made the interview that much bigger. I think Tucker did a great job going over there and having the courage. He did a great job asking questions. I thought overall it was an A minus. I think I would have probably gotten like a B plus or something. I don't think that Tucker could have done a better job. He just lets folks talk and asks some good questions. But that subject's on the table. What do you think of Biden and his shrinkflation video that's just so incredible? We're going to be talking about all of that here today with the callers. And again, I've been wanting J. Edgar Griffin on, a living legend, for a few months. He's very hard to get on. And they told me today, well, he might do 1 o'clock, but then we haven't gotten confirmation of that. No pressure there. If he doesn't make it, that's fine. We'll just continue with your phone calls into hour number 3. Also, if you're a listener and you say, man, Jones, are you sick? What's up with your voice? I haven't had a fever. And I feel good, but allergies are really bad. There's a lot of dust and a lot of plants in Texas that release pollen during the winter. So that's when I mainly get my allergies, is in the winter, not in the summer. And I don't like taking, you know, the different things that are out there that have all the antihistamines in them to not feel it. I take a little pollen block. That mitigates some. But really, I'm sorry if I sound even more Darth Vader-ish than usual. I can assure you that I'm not trying to sound like that. I'm trying to not sound deep-voiced. When the show started today, I was like, my God, it sounds like you're trying to voice a video game. And I'm not trying to do that. So I want to apologize for the voice. People seem to like it. But I know how Robert F. Kennedy Jr. feels with that disorder he has. I haven't been diagnosed with that. I went to an eye, nose, whatever it is, throat doctor like 6 years ago. And they said I have sleep apnea and obviously a 21-inch neck and some other issues like that. But I'm digressing. But the point is, yes, my voice is very labored and talking is hard. So I'll just give you a heads up. I have made a decision to take off Thursday and Friday to rest my voice. Owen's going to be hosting the show. But I also have already done some big interviews in the can that are so good. There's a couple of them. One of them I've already announced, Dr. Brett Weinstein. A really powerful interview about the nature of the New World Order and how to stop it. He's really accelerated his awakening. We're going to be airing that coming up as well. We'll either air that Wednesday or Thursday. I've been intending to air it Tuesday, but I'm just going to go ahead and do today. I'm going to do tomorrow. And it's not that I don't want to be on air.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care.
Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
After a few months at necrosis, you can never do it again. And I said, screw it, I'm ignoring it. And I ignored it, and I've since been to a bunch of doctors. They said, yeah, we get your cadaver out of China. We can fix that. Or we can take the tendons out of both your big toes and make one tendon, because the big toe has two tendons, so you don't need both. And then we can fix it, but it's 7 weeks in a cast, and you can't move it. And last time I had an MRI, it was 90%+ blown, and that was a few years ago. Well, now I was hiking a few days ago, and I felt a big ping because the nerves are all dead. So you don't feel the pain, but you felt it pop, and it popped. Now it's 5% hanging on by one piece of meat. The only reason I'm telling the story is I've been through the wars. I'm not complaining, but we're in the middle of this election year. I keep pushing and pushing like a NASCAR driver that doesn't pull over to get more tires. That doesn't, you know, it at a certain point. I'm 50. I'm going to have to go in for these surgeries at some point because the voice is going out, the leg's gone, and I don't know why I just went into that whole rant. Because I never even think about it. I never even talk about it to my family. You're like my family. In fact, my dad tunes in all the time. He goes, why the hell do you tell your audience stuff you don't tell us? Well, this is where I do my talking. People actually complain at home sometimes. I'll sit there for an hour and a half, not talk. And my wife says, man, you're not talking to me. You don't love me anymore. And I said, no. I've done plenty of talking already. So there's an update. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate your support. I appreciate everything. But if I'm not here off and on some of the election, and I'll be here. If I have the Achilles surgery, I'll be, you know, on those little wheelie things they've got and all that. And I'll be here. I'm just quite frankly not looking forward to it. All right. So I'm done. I'm done talking about me. I've got all this other news to hit, but I want to go ahead and start taking your phone calls now. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Florida. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just want to say happy birthday. I'm turning 50 and 27, and I'm like you, brother. You know, it ain't the age, it's the mileage. As far as Big Mike, he's not going to be the president. I'm sorry. If you look at what's going on, there's no way they're going to pin the collapse of America on Michelle Obama. She's not going to go down in history as being the president that allowed America to be declined, period. Kamala Harris will be installed. And then here's the thing that I was told by a source. You're going to have Obama come in, not as anything. He's just going to be an advisor. And the people will love it. The people in this country, when they see Obama come back on as just as, you know, a caretaker, as a mentor, they're going to love it. And we're being set up for it. And so I'm so tired. Now I'm going to go vote. I'm not telling people not to vote. I'm telling you, don't put your faith in voting. We don't talk about how this country's taken over by a Marxist coup anymore. All that's gone. Folks, it's done. You have a better shot kicking the football from Lucy Van Pelt than winning some kind of election. I don't know how many more times we have to endure this. So me and my family are preparing for the collapse. Period. End of story. And Kamala Harris is exactly what Obama wanted. He said it on Colbert's show. All they need is just somebody there where he can just pump in the lines and work backstage, and then they'll take the fall. So Kamala Harris has been promised.
Well, the reason you might be right and probably are right is they've been training her and giving her political training, they admit, and it looks like she might be the one. Absolutely and exactly. They need some worthless puppet to blame it on. You don't think Obama would do that to his husband, Big Mike?
Absolutely not. And here's something else. As far as the training, Kamala Harris was groomed all the way back when she became the senator in California. So she's been Obama's protege since then.
And remember, that's why the head of CNN she was his protege. He even said that Obama wanted her.
Bingo. And what you got to understand is, see, I'm going to go back to a Michael Yanism. People, you focus on two things. People are going to focus on the sparks, or they're going to look at the terrain. The terrain is this is a Marxist coup. They don't care about the presidency. They've already got the country. This is just a Potemkin election. They've already got the country. To control a true authoritative state, you need a couple of things. Few positions, keys in government and the media. They've got that in spades. So while we're worried about, you know, is Trump going to get in, Trump going to get out, we need to worry about the fundamentals of after the collapse, because they are taking this country down. There's things that have happened, Alex, that you've, and I've talked to you, this is the second time I've had the privilege of talking to you. The first time I talked to you was under Bush's regime, and I saw it then. I'm going to tell you why this is happening. We have forgotten God, and we have abased God, and just like he did in the Old Testament, he's turned us over to our enemies. And now we're going to have to deal with it. We're not coming out of it. We might be able to go through it, like Jeremiah prophesied to the remnant of Israel. Yeah, you can go through it, but you're not getting out of it. So the presidential election is important, but at the same time, it's not going to change anything. And that's my point. It doesn't matter. You could have a picnic lunch up there, Alex, and that could be the president. It doesn't matter, because if you just look at the Putin interview, even Putin come out and said, hey, we don't know who's running this show.
Well, that's what he said. He said, I get along with your presidents, but they don't run anything.
They don't run anything. You know who runs it? You've hit it. You've been saying it for years. The Federal Reserve and the corporate interests and the corporations that have risen up, the corporations that don't have any sovereignty to anything other than their own wealth and power. The American people, and as far as us on the right, we've got to get our heads around this. Okay, what happens after we lose the election again? How many more elections are we waiting on? We lost, how many more? So all I can say...
Well, let me say this, though. They did steal it in 2020, but Trump overwhelmed them in 2016. And I understand that they've got control of the Justice Department. They've been spying on us. They're debanking people. They're doing stuff they wouldn't do if they didn't think they were fully in charge, because what they're doing is so illegal and so over the top. But there is a huge awakening happening, and I think if they steal another election, that'll only accelerate it more.
There's an awakening happening, but like I said earlier, the people controlling this country, they don't care about our awakening, Alex. They don't care. They're already running the show. You know, everybody talks about the event, the black swan. Biden is the event. Biden is the black swan. All he's got to do, all that has to really happen is this economy tanks, and we're done. And again, it goes back to my point.
No, listen, you're a genius caller. I hope you get in again. You're right. Biden is the black swan. Elaborate. He's the perfect puppet to take the blame for things Obama and the globalists didn't want the blame for. He's it. It's happening now.
Correct. And as far as what I think is going to happen, it's all going to conservatives. And this is the message. This is the zeitgeist. Conservatives are going to be blamed for everything. It's not that Lucy Van Velt pulled the football back, Alex. It's that, he didn't kick it hard enough. That's why. It's Charlie Brand's fault. He didn't kick the football hard enough. They're going to blame us for everything, because they are blaming us. They've been blaming us for everything since the teabag days. Remember that? I was part of the Tea Party movement. This is when I got disillusioned, because I understood that the conservatives were just as useless, as gum on my shoe. Because they don't care. We care, and they don't care about us. They don't care.
They're dumb enough. That's what Dr. Weinstein said when he was in here yesterday. We were here at Wednesday. He said, I've studied all the history. The globalists don't care about anybody. They think one-dimensional, but they're going to destroy themselves, because they don't even think they're destroying their own system. They're just at odds with it. They think blowing it up makes them more powerful. It won't. Great points. Thank you, sir. All right, we just spent like 7-8 minutes with one caller. I love all the calls, but I got to go quicker. I won't get to y'all. Robert, Denise, Billy, Victor, Andrew, William, Derek, Robert, Rick. Your calls are straight ahead. Bam, bam, bam. Please stay with us and visit band.video. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the globalists have let masses of communist Chinese come into the country. They've set up huge marijuana farms around the country. And I said a few years ago, watch, they're going to start lacing it with fentanyl. And now they are. It's been going on, but now it's accelerating. We've got some news on that. Also, I haven't talked about this Super Bowl ad. I didn't watch the Super Bowl last night, but I was in a restaurant and saw it on TV, the ads. And I saw the foot washing ad. And it shows people washing the feet of people at abortion clinics. So it's pretty satanic, folks. And it twists what Christ was actually doing. It just means submitting to the globalist agenda and bowing down to it. And it's got a bunch of lesbian-esque stuff in it. It's just disgusting. how they're washing the Muslims' feet. It's just about surrendering to the globalist invasion, washing the illegal aliens' feet. It's not about unity, folks. It's about you giving up your rights and bowing down to the globalist. Jesus didn't teach hate. He washed feet. Oh, did Jesus teach rolling over to the money changers? Did he teach submitting to the system? No. It's all these Chick-fil-A Christian types. I'm not saying Chick-fil-A visitors are bad, but, oh, we're conservative. Oh, let's all go to Chick-fil-A. And then it turns out they're funding all the liberal stuff now. It's disgusting. It's all about the ESG. It's all about the BlackRock control. Robert in Alabama, replacing Biden Kamala versus Big Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, I think that they're going to put Kamala in for now so that when they roll out Big Mike and Gavin Newsom, they'll seem more confident, giving the Democratic Party a little more credibility.
Sure. What about the last caller saying they don't want to blame anything on Barack Obama's husband?
Yeah, exactly. So they want to have a, you know, their best two stars to come in and seem like they're actually doing something when they're going to continue the...
Well, maybe they'll crash it now and then try to turn it around quick and say that Big Mike and American Psycho fixed it.
I think they have too much of bloodlust to see everything lapse, and I don't think they'd go that route personally.
Well, what else do you think is going to happen?
I think, you know, with all the ads and stuff like on the Super Bowl, all the programming that they have, I think they're, you know, increasingly trying to start the sentiments for a civil war, whether it's a race-based civil war or, you know, that way they can move the UN or whoever in to, you know, try to stifle it.
I agree with you. I want to tell the crew this, and I'm going to write a note here. Remind me when I start the next hour. Because I meant to do this morning, I was thinking about it, to give a statement on the NFL and the Super Bowl and what I really think of it and what I think of people that are football fans. I want to be clear, I'm not attacking you, you are, but you're making it your priority while everything's burning down around us. And my folks are great people. They're super awake, loving, wouldn't be here without them. They're like, come over and watch the Super Bowl. And I'm like, over there, hey, come talk to me for 5 minutes about some stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. This is too good a game. It's like in Sodom and Gomorrah when Lot's wife, God says, don't look back as the city's being destroyed. And she looks back and turns into a pillar of salt. It's physically nauseating. I mean, I talked about how they're saying Christians now are pro-abortion. Taylor Swift, I'm a Christian, and people with real Christian values support abortion. That's what this Super Bowl ad was all about. All right. And now they're running the headline. Taylor Swift won the Super Bowl. That was predicted because she's such a psyop that they'd make sure that team won. And then it's like, oh, Biden is now Taylor Swift's. Taylor Swift is now the NFL. The NFL is now Taylor Swift. It's now Biden. I mean, it's all like, oh, if you like the NFL, you like Taylor Swift, you like Biden. It's all... just the mind control they're engaged in. Robert, thank you. Let's go to Denise in Florida on 2024 election. Go ahead, Denise.
I'd like to say that I believe that the election might not go in the wrong direction. I know in Florida that we do have paper ballots in the area that I'm in. I work with the election people. And the man that runs our elections assured us that we're not connected to the internet, but we all know that's not true. And, but we do have paper ballots. So if something does go wrong, if they take the internet out or anything like that, we do have the paper book that you have to sign your name to that's got your name printed on it to be able to vote.
Well, listen, I mean, we know that Texas has better voting systems, so is Florida. That's why Republicans are able to win. You know, the polls show Republicans are going to win, they do. The polls show in Democrat states they're going to win, they lose because of fraud. So I think it's apples and oranges to compare Florida to the rest of the country. And I get the last caller, or the caller before last, was black-pilled. I think it's a very good chance they're going to steal it again. But if there's such a giant landslide, all the numbers show they can't steal a landslide. But I think we should vote while educating people, while getting prepared for total collapse. And I in the past, I would spend 10% of my time getting prepared and 90% fighting. I'm spending more like 70% fighting now and 30% preparing because we shouldn't lie to anybody. We're in desperate straits. I mean, this country's overrun, taken over, and being run into a wood chipper. Thank you, Denise. Appreciate your call. Billy in Oklahoma, you're on the air on 2024 election. What if Biden dies? Go ahead.
Hey, I think that the demise of Joe Biden will go almost the exact same way as the demise of Michael Jackson. I think they'll have one of his doctors that keeps him pumped up on things, accidentally overdose him, give him the wrong thing, or mess up in some way to turn Biden into a martyr and thus laying all the blame upon a doctor.
That's exactly what I basically said earlier. I think they're going to instruct the doctors to stop even giving him all the drugs that keep him going. And maybe that's already happened because he's gone off a cliff the last 2 weeks.
Right, and he may be, like, what we see of Joe Biden may be just completely controlled by the doctors who feed him all these things. I mean, they may be able to control him like a RC car in that way and just hit the gas on him one day and have him doing a speech with a red background, and then they may be able to pump the brakes on him and make him look like an idiot the next day.
Exactly, because he's such a puppet, they can do anything they want. I remember a few months ago, I forget the name of the photo. It has a gross name, something like testicle face or ball face. But it's not just camera lighting. It's not just, it's him on Air Force One talking to the media, and he has these two big balls under his chin that are moving around. And it's like a rubber mask, and I don't even know what to say. I don't know what he is. Yeah, I mean, look at this. And then the next day, he doesn't look like that. And if you want, I mean, what is going on with this guy? I mean, look at that. This is bizarre. You're a smart guy, Billy. What else do you think is going to happen?
Well, I really think that I see a lot of awakening in the church. I kind of slipped in some vaccine talk here or there with the people at my church, and I'm finding that a lot of people are just like us that maybe weren't a year, 2, 3 years ago. And I feel like a lot of people are awakening, but I don't know if it's a sign of a good thing or if it's a sign of an inevitable collapse. I mean, it's hard to ignore.
I was about to say, I'm not kissing your ass. It's true. You're very astute. The fact that people that have been totally asleep are finally upset is because they're instinctively picking up. I agree. It's because things are so bad. But that's also paradoxical. That means it's good. Finally, they have some instincts to realize we're in deep trouble.
A lot of people...
Hold on, Billy. I don't want to hang up on you. I want you to finish your point. But I mean, here's the deal, folks. People used to say, oh, our next generation will be enslaved. We don't fix this. You're not going to have to wait, folks. You got front row seats to it now, okay? Hey, this isn't coming. It's here.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Take your calls and get a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet. There's a lot of it here. Right now, we're taking your phone calls on the 2024 election and the fact that the Wall Street Journal is saying Kamala Harris is about to replace Biden. How will they do that? What do you expect to unfold? Billy, you were making some good points, but you got cut off by the break. What else would you like to add?
Well, I can't help but feel like, although Trump is probably a good guy, and he is what we believe he is, I can't help but feel that we're being purposely pushed towards him. We're being offered such sour apples that I think we're being pushed towards him, and I don't know for which purpose that would be, but it doesn't feel like a organic, you know, push towards Trump. It feels like we're being pushed towards him because everyone else sucks so bad.
Yeah, but when you've got somebody good, that's how it's going to look. I mean, they're not indicting him to boost his numbers. They're arrogant. They still think they're in control. They never think about second, third, fourth order effects. People call it 3D chess or whatever. They don't think about, well, this will do that, and then that will do this, and then this could do that, or these things are doing that, and this is doing that, and then they'll come together like this. We tend to think Americans have, for any industrialized country, the lowest level of passports. And Americans are great people, but still, we tend to think America is the world. Let me tell you something. All over the world, people don't like the globalists. They don't like the big banks. There's resistance everywhere. Look at the farmer protest. So we cannot give the ruling establishment as much credit as they get. Yeah, they've got all the stolen money. They've got the intelligence agencies. They've got propaganda. But people don't believe a word they say anymore. I appreciate your call. We're going to find out, though. We're going to find out. We're 9 months out from the election. And I agree with the callers. We shouldn't put all our eggs in that basket. What we need is towns and cities and small hamlets that we've got good people in that run it, where we can have some sanctuary. We never talk about citizens having sanctuary. What if towns start being like leftist cities? The illegals pay no taxes. They do whatever they want. Well, what about if the government's turned against us? We just stop complying. And that's infectious. You say, well, things will collapse. The government's trying to collapse things. So when they're trying to collapse things, not following their orders is the counter to the collapse. Now, there's not just evil in the universe, folks. There's a lot of good. Victor in Florida, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I think this is based on a feeling I've had for a little bit now. I think Joe Biden is going to do something egregious in front of the world. Maybe he'll call somebody the N-word. Maybe he'll do something to a child. I think he's going to do something egregious, and I think that's when Kamala Harris will take over. I think they will only install her for the remainder of this presidency because they will bring in Big Mike and Gavin Newsom at the DNC. They will blame Biden for this once he's gone. And maybe Kamala to a lesser extent, but the big push will be she's the first woman president, and they'll lose their minds over that. And then the next thing will be Big Mike and Gavin Newsom.
Well, that's right. Now they need a new big thing every 6 months. And so she could be the new big thing to get them all energized, and they move the next big thing, which is Big Mike.
Exactly. I have to say one more thing, too. I have to say it really pisses me off to hear when you say that only 2% of the people that listen to this broadcast buy products. I'm a young man. I don't make that much money. I just bought a house. I just got married. But I buy the products as much as I can. I buy them almost every month. I've bought the iodine, the beets, the methylfolate. I've just tried it. It's absurd to me that you people are listening to this guy. I've listened to you for 10 years. He puts this show out here for free. And you're not supporting them. Our country is falling apart, but you've got millionaires.
Well, look, there's a glut of media. There's so much media. I'm not blaming the 99%, 99% that never buy anything. It's just these are really good products, and if we just had 1% more buy the products, it would change the whole world. So these are really great products to begin with. We have the best turmeric out there, 95% humanoid, incredible anti-inflammation, so good for your whole body. We have all the other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. We have the Nitric Boost that cleans out your blood and your brain and your arteries and veins and capillaries. It's so important. It's 40% off. We have Next Level Foundational Energy with the methylfolate and the B complex that supercharges cellular energy. So it's not a stimulant, but it feels like a stimulant. Let me ask you, what happened when you took Next Level Foundational Energy?
I've been taking it for, I don't know, a couple weeks now. And in my younger days, I've experimented with stimulants and those things. It feels nothing like that. This is the cleanest. I don't even know how to describe it other than you feel like you're supposed to feel. You're supposed to have energy, you know, and that's pretty much it. It doesn't feel like a stimulant. You just feel like you're supposed to.
And what it does is it's the breakdown of folic acid that almost everybody, but particularly some people, Northern Europeans, have a low breakdown of. So you just give your cells the direct food that they operate off of and they clean out with. That's why Next Level Foundational Energy is so important. Thank you for the call, Victor, and thanks for the plug. Andrew in Maryland, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, man?
Good, man. Brother.
Yeah, I'd like to promote all your products too, man. I mean, I took pretty much every one of your products. Not like the ones that come out lately, but I've tried everything, like the Vitamin Fusion, the iodine, like X2, X3, you know what I mean? They're all good products.
Thank you.
I wanted to say something about the Putin thing. The interview, like you said, the interview was really educational, but I already knew pretty much they all were scumbags, like all the people that he named. You know what I mean? Also,
let me add something about the Putin thing. He did not try to change U.S. politics, and he said, I'm not engaging with you, and I'm not even going to criticize your power structure. He just said, we've got our own power. We're going to stop you in our area. Leave us alone. And so he literally gave, Tucker even tried to go after Zelensky, the place pianist with his penis on TV as a transvestite. And Putin said, no, I want him to be president. I want to work with him. I want to work this out. He wouldn't even attack Zelensky. It was a very conciliatory interview. It was very honest, except, and I said this on National Russian TV, which nobody really does. I said, Putin's wrong to be back in China. They're put in a cashless society. They got a social credit score. And Putin's made a big mistake back in Xi Jinping. Because Xi Jinping is a project of the New World Order. He's broken with the globalists. That's true. I know Russia has to survive using China's funding. But I'm not some Russophile or Putophile, you know, his poodle. I tell it like it is. So I said, everything he said in the 2+ hour interview was true. And it's not a lie to say he's allied with China. It's true that he's doing that, but I think it's a mistake.
Yeah, it's like, I know, like, a lot of people are saying now, like, they, like trust Putin and all that. They're like, I still don't. Like, just like you said, for what he was doing.
Well, I'm not putting my eggs in his basket.
No, definitely not. I'm putting all my eggs in Trump's basket, man.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean Trump's going to save us, but the establishment doesn't like him. They're upset. They're coming after him. Thanks for the call. All right, look, man, I got a lot of news here, but, and I will get to it, but I want to come back and go to William Derrick Robert, Rick Robert, concerned New Yorker, Bart Arseny, Owl Killer, and Jim. So I'm going to take those calls, no more calls after that. That'll take me at least 30 minutes to take all those calls. And then when I get done with those, I'm going to hit all the news. I myself am not exhausted, and I probably should take some next-level foundational energy. I'm more zenned out because I've been through a lot of stuff behind the scenes, a lot of persecution, a lot of attacks. And just the last week, so many good things have happened behind the scenes. It's kind of like when you're in a big fight, you got all this energy, adrenaline dump. And then after you have some big victories that I've not told people about yet, I don't want to say it's exhausting. It's more like calming. And so I was so zenned out and so calm yesterday at about noon that I just wanted to go stare at the sky. So I'm going through some processes right now. And recalibrating some things, and God's really telling me that all of us should just be calm and focus on His grandiose, His power.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.